All you need is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 13. The text for today, 1 Corinthians 13, tells us about what true love is. This text is called the chapter of love because the Apostle Paul speaks about love clearly and in detail in here. It is a kind of book like an introduction to love for our entire lives, not only for those who are getting married, but for all of us. As we have shared before, Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthian church, which was struggling with the matter of spiritual gift because they were in danger of divisions by arguing with each other and boasting of their own spiritual gift. Therefore, Paul wanted to let this community know about the value of true love above all. Paul said there is no better gift than love, and without love, every gift they have means nothing. The members of the Corinthian church had various spiritual gifts, especially excellent knowledge, so they understood love with four different words. In Greek, they are eros, philos, stroge, and agape. C.S. Lewis explains these four types of love in his book, The Four Loves. He explains that eros is romance, philos is friendship, stroge is affection, and agape is charity. We all live by loving with this variety of love. We can find eros between loving couples, philos between friends, and stroge through the family love, which is from the parents to children and between siblings. In addition to this, the most important love that Paul is talking about is agape, which is unconditional, endless love. We also call it God love. Paul believed that the Corinthian church needed to have this love, agape love. And all of us in here this morning also need this love to live and to make our lives beautiful and abundant. Verse 4 through 7 show us in detail what is love, especially what agape love means. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all everything, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. From this, we may think that this sounds just like perfect love. How wonderful it is and how beautiful it is. But at the same time, we may think that this is impossible in real life because who can love this way? Since it seems impossible, we may think that Paul's teaching of love is just an unrealistic idea teaching. However, we should know that there is one who practiced this love to us. It is Jesus Christ. John 13:1 says that he had always loved his followers and in this world, and he loved them to the very end. Jesus showed his agape love to us through his teaching and his life. Indeed, the love of Jesus is patient with all, bears all, and endures all. Furthermore, his love makes us whole and makes our relationships deep and strong. So it not only empowers us to make a great family, good friendship, and a strong community, but it also empowers us to build this church to be the one body of Christ. Though we have various skills, talents, and spiritual gift, without his love, we really have nothing. Only with his love, we have everything and we can handle everything. Therefore, his love gives us assurance that no matter what we encounter, no matter what life throws our way, we are never alone because his love towards us never ends. In his love, we have the confidence that we really do have a life partner, a companion who will work with us, stand by our side, and always have our back. His love is the best thing above all, and it really makes us believe all, hope all, and love all. The love of Jesus Christ is the very foundation of our lives. So even if there are thunderstorms, snowstorms, and dark clouds in our lives, we still can love. According to the triangular theory of love by Robert Sternberg, who is a contemporary psychologist, we need three elements to make a perfect love triangle: intimacy, passion, and commitment. And no matter what type of love we feel, whether it is eros, philos, troy, or agape, we need these three elements: intimacy, passion, and commitment to make it work and last. If we have one of them too little or too much, we fail to love. Therefore, to love, especially to sustain a strong, healthy, and happy love, we need to make a lot of effort to find a good balance of intimacy, passion, and commitment in love. This time, I'd like to talk about more about how we love our church, especially how we make a perfect love triangle in loving church. First, we need to have intimacy with God and with one another. This might sound obvious, but some people, it is difficult. Some people only focus on loving God and loving others, so they often selectively join in the ministry of the church for their own purpose. However, Jesus taught us not only to love God, but also to love our neighbors. So these two should go together and never be separated. One of the things that I am so proud of with this church is that we love God and love one another so much. When one of the church members is sick, the other care and pray all together. When one of the church members faces difficult situation, the whole church tries to help and support as much as we can. From this love and care for one another, we more deeply experience the love of God in us. Secondly, we need to devote our passion for the mission of the church. The mission of the United Methodist Church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And we have our own mission for our church. If we lose our passion for mission of the church, we are not really different from an NGO, non-governmental organization, or social meetings. As a pastor, I'm so proud of our church's ministry because we are very passionate about our mission and we are very serious about what we can do as a church for our local community and for the world. Though we are a small church in a rural area, we sincerely devote our passions to the mission of the church. This is what makes us a real church, not just one of the tall buildings in town, but a living faith community united for the kingdom of God. Thirdly, we need to make a commitment to the church, to be the church. As I always emphasize, commitment is not only about how much offering we can make for the church, but also about all the ways we become a part of this church by our prayers, presence, gift, service, and witness. As we all know, last week was very cold. As pastors, we were worried about church members, especially those who are sick and elderly people. So we called them to check as much as we can. From this, I found out that while we were worrying about them, they also worry and care about the church and other church members. Furthermore, as pastors, we were so much worried about the church buildings. Because of this cold weather, the parsonage's windows and doors were covered with frost, and one of the windows were even broke. So Pastor Kuko and I tried to check each church building as much as we can. While we were at the church, we met many church members who came to check on and care for the church buildings as well. Likewise, our church members' commitment towards the church always humbles us and makes us proud to be their pastors. Though they are not paid for it, though they are not in charge of maintenance of the church building, still, Their love for the church led them to make another commitment for the church, even in this extremely cold weather. In the midst of this cold weather, I learned one thing clearly. Even this Wisconsin winter cannot stop us loving God, loving our neighbors, and loving our church. Indeed, our love for church enabled us to bear this cold weather, to believe it will end, to hope spring will come, and to endure the rest of this winter. As our ancestors sustain our church for a long time with their love, let us make a perfect love triangle in our church with our intimacy with God and with one another, passion for the mission of the church, and commitment to be the church. For now, there are faith, hope, and love, but of these three, the greatest is love. Remember that all you need is love. Love is all you need to be the church. Praise God. Amen.